more than they do iodine.
Is mercurochrome different from methylate?
Yes.
I
don't know
too.
how it's different, but it is different.
I see. Someone who was living and is no longer, you'll say he...
Deceased, died.
All right. Would died be the nicest way of saying it?
Well, some people say he passed away.
All right. Is there a joking way of referring to this?
Would you joke about a person dying?
Some people do. Do you ever hear someone say he
kicked
the bucket?
The bucket, yeah.
Yeah, see, it came to your mind, didn't you?
Yeah.
And if asked about, well, what disease did he have when he died, you'd say, I don't know what he died. Where a body or where bodies are buried is a...
cemetery.
All right, suppose it were by a church. It would
churchyard.
Suppose
cemetery.
It were... Beg pardon?
Oh, a church cemetery.
Or a church cemetery. If it were a family area where only the family buried.
Family burying ground, a family plot.
All right. Are there a difference in sizes in a cemetery, a graveyard, and a plot?
Well, a plot could be just an area for one family. A cemetery could be for hundreds.
All right. And what about a graveyard?
Graveyard. Well, I think of a graveyard as being smaller than a cemetery.
All right. Suppose it were a huge public place.
Cemetery.
It's a cemetery. It would not be a graveyard.
No.
If it were public. Are there any old, the ways they use this in the old days that they don't now, that you think of? Is there a way of referring to a graveyard or a cemetery in the old days?
No.
When someone dies, the body is put into a...
coffin.
All right. I noticed in one of the... I just looked through Mrs. Scott's books, and I noticed she picked up a dialect word, casker, for this. Have you ever heard it called a casker?
Casker.
Have you heard it called a casket?
Casket, yes.
Now, but not a casker.
No.
Now, that may be a black, an element of black dialect. Mm-hmm. Is a casket the same as a coffin?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear it called a pinto?
A pinto?
Mm-hmm.
A pinto's a horse.
I thought you were going to say that. I could tell the way you were looking at me. When a person dies and is about to be buried, the service they hold is a...
funeral.
And the family for a year is in...
mourning, right? Supposed to be.
Yeah. You want to tell someone not to be concerned. You say, now don't.
Don't worry.
There is a disease that you're aching in your joints and they swell and you have a hard time moving about.
Well, that could be arthritis, it could be rheumatism, it could be bursitis.
Are they different?
Yes, ma'am.
Rheumatism, arthritis, and bursitis are all different.
I have bursitis up here,
oh.
But it's not arthritis. It's not rheumatism.
And rheumatism's not arthritis.
Mm. I can't distinguish between them, but I know what bursitis is.
Mm.
There's a little sac in there in the joint called a bursa.
It is?
And it kind of lubricates the joint, kind of cushions it. And if anything happens to that bursa, that little sac, then you've got bursitis.
Is that right? Mm. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. I've had it in this shoulder and this hip.
Does it hurt?
They stick a needle about that deep in.
Does that give you relief?
Mm-hmm. It did in the hip. It didn't in the arm. I had to, in the shoulder. I had to take x-ray treatments up there.
Oh, you did? Does it hurt very badly?
Oh, excruciating.
Mm. There was a disease that children died of back a long time ago. Now they get vaccinations for it. It was dip...
croup?
No, dip...
diphtheria.
All right.